After months of hand-wringing, it is the time of year when soon-to-graduate high school seniors can finally figure out where and if they'll go to college next year. For some students, though, being admitted is only part of the challenge. As Cognoscenti commentator Adam Stumacher notes, staying enrolled can sometimes be harder than getting in.
Jamal was the class president at our school. A tall, young black man with a shy smile, he'd also won the school's humanitarian award. When he got accepted to UMass, he said, "Mr. Stu, I'm definitely going to be an engineer." College didn't quite work out as he planned. During his first semester, his girlfriend broke up with him. Then he witnessed a friend get stabbed. He started drinking and skipping class. He failed everything and had to take a leave of absence. Jamal wanted to get back to school, but first he just needed a job. That's what brought him back to me. As I listened to Jamal tell his story, I couldn't help but think how differently things would play out if he were a white kid like me. I remember my own freshman year of college, all the dumb things my friends and I did. Sure, we had problems, but we were never in any real danger. There were teams of academic coaches and therapists, allies to make discreet calls to professors and deans. We thought we were so independent, but the whole time we were protected by the invisible safety net of privilege. As an educator, I was so focused on getting Jamal through high school, so busy celebrating his college acceptance, that I hadn't given him the tools he needed to survive once he got there. In the college admissions scandal, affluent parents bribed their kids' way in the door. Students like Jamal make it on sheer hustle, only to be felled by anything less than perfection. This contrast lays bare the myth of the meritocracy. It's a dangerous lie that allows the privileged to feel as if we've hit a home run when we were born on third base. In the end, I helped Jamal revise his resume and land a job. But he's up against deeply rooted structural problems without simple solutions. I think solving them starts with this acknowledgement. We need to do better. I need to do better. Jamal's story is heartbreaking, but this young man doesn't need our pity. It would be an act of privilege to weep when there is so much work to be done.
Adam Stumacher is an administrator for a high school in Boston. He's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Culture page, Cognoscenti. Find his essay and many others at WBUR.org.